So, we're now going to shift into Dinei Tshuva and discussions of Tshuva. And in Mitzvah Shem in the mornings, I'd like to try to help go through some of these speeches. These were very famous speeches. We give a Tshuva Shir every year. It was here in the Yeshiva. They were written up by various people in this book called Return and Renewal. To be honest, these essays are tough. Some of them are easier to read and understand, some of them are more difficult. Depends upon the style, how, just for Varen's whole organizational structure is very difficult if you're not accustomed to it. Even if you are accustomed to it, it's very difficult. So I'm going to try to deconstruct some of these sichot, probably two or three sessions for each sicha. Sometimes two, sometimes three. I'm not going to obviously read verbatim. I'm trying to give you a sense of what the book is discussing. In a lot of these sichot, the following issue emerges, and it's fascinating the way Rav Aaron dealt with it. There's a contrast at the heart of tshuva. On the one hand, tshuva is completely optional. It's not just optional, but it highlights the fact that man has options. Because tshuva is the, and again, a lot of this is his language, some of it is my own language, but there's a logical overlap. That tshuva is the greatest celebration of Bechira Chavshis. Bechira Chavshis is the trait that defines man. So I can make decisions about who to learn with today, or I can make decisions about what to eat today, what to wear today. Those are expressions of my Bechira Chavshis, but they're certainly not as dramatic nor as arduous as to look inside and make decisions about myself, and to redefine myself, and to redefine my past. You think of anything that traps man, it's time. And everything about your past has already been established, and you can redetermine your past. That's why the Rambam nestles the discussion of freedom of choice in Bechira Chavshis within Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Hey of Hilchos Tshuva, and by the way, this is highly recommended to become familiar with the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva. The 10 Parakim, some people have a minute to read it during their service and make Tshuva one Perek a day. It's really classic, the Rambam's, and there are about 15, 20 Rambams in Hilchos Tshuva that pop out, famous Rambams. One of these pop-out Rambams is the Rambam in Perek Hey. Halacha Aleph. Rishus Nesuno Chol Adam. Everyone has freedom of choice. You can determine what you'd like to be. And of course, famously, the Rambam writes, it can even be Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just your best you, but when you were born, we were all born with Moshe Rabbeinu potential. So the Rambam places Hilchos Bechira Chavshis, as it were, right in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. And that's in Perek Hey of the 10 Parakim of Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Zion, he then segues, Hoel V'Rishus Kol Adam Nesuno Lo, since everyone has freedom of choice, Yishtadel Adam Lasos Tshuva. You should attempt tshuva because you have no one to blame but yourself. If we lived in a predetermined world, if we lived in a Calvinist world, then tshuva would be unnecessary because whatever moral failures were predetermined, were imposed upon me. But since they're a product of my own decision, so I have to suffer their consequence and try to recover from their impact. So there's so much about tshuva that's optional. It's an expression of freedom of choice. It's a chance to rebuild your past and redo your past. But yet there's so much about tshuva that's a mitzvah. Now, is it a mitzvah or not? That's a fascinating question. The Rambam doesn't really articulate tshuva as a mitzvah. He says when you do tshuva in the very beginning, you should recite vidui. The Minchas Chinuch famously believe that the Rambam doesn't believe there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. Rav Aaron felt that, legalities aside, whether it is or isn't a formal mitzvah, it's impossible not to see tshuva as an obligation. The fact that the Nevi'im can constantly exhort us means that if not a formal mitzvah, it's a moral obligation. So what is tshuva? And Mr. Rav Aaron spoke of many of these sichot. He pivots on this question. Is tshuva optional or is tshuva obligatory? Is tshuva choice or is tshuva an imperative, whether a normative legal imperative or moral imperative? You have to do tshuva. I mean, ask yourself the next 3-4 weeks, is this something you want to see as an opportunity or something you want to see as an obligation? Have you ever thought about that contrast? And for Lichtenstein, what made it so deep and profound was that it's both. And then not just is it both, but because of one, it's the other. Namely, this is really the thesis of this first section. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides an opportunity, so a religiously lethargic person says, well, it's an invitation, and I'll choose whether to attend. A religiously driven person says, if there's an opportunity, there's an obligation. And that creates a whole different modality of how religious people think. I talked about this in my shiur on Friday with tzitzis. Tzitzis is a quintessential opportunity. You can opt out of tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis. But which religiously sensitive person doesn't see this as an obligation? I have an opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to enter the... Of course, why would I want to opt out when I can opt in? So tzitzis is a mitzvah, tshuva is an experience. And in religion, Rav Aaron said, opportunity always creates obligation. And if you fail an opportunity, you're not just neutral. Okay, I missed the invitation. I didn't show up at the wedding. I lost the opportunity for investment. But there's a regression. It redefines religion in many people's mind. Well, is religion minimalistic or is religion maxing out and pivoting religion as your central pole of identity? And Rav Aaron quoted four or five cases in Shas where opportunity creates obligation and failure to seize opportunity is a moral flaw. So, for example, the Gemara in Yevamo says, it's on the Chimo, that a person who shofech zara, a person who wastes the ability for procreation, he has just missed an opportunity. He's considered shofech dam, he's considered a murderer. What do you mean? I haven't murdered anyone. I've just foregone an opportunity, right? The person who is mashchis zara, that's not a person, that's just potential. But potential creates obligation. Or, for example, the Gemara in Bracha says, if you have the ability to daven for someone and you don't, then it's not just, oh, well, I'm not on his side, I didn't help him out, but it's very harsh things to say about the ability to daven. It's almost as if you yourself have caused the medical illness or the chas v'shalom worse. Or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Testament Beis, a very harsh pasuk in Shlach, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. You have desecrated the name of Hashem. How can you desecrate the name of Hashem? So according to one day of the Gemara Sanhedrin, you had the ability to learn and you passed it up. Like every one of you has the ability to learn. If you pass it up, it's worse than having never come to yeshiva. You got trapped. You're already in the trap. You already have the opportunity to learn. So Rav Aaron proved that so often, it's not two different poles. This is classic Rav Aaron, taking two poles and merging them and creating a deeper, profound meaning because of synthesis, because of complementary poles, not just one pole. And he says that's very much how we have to view tshuva. Tshuva is an opportunity. Hashem gives us an opportunity. But when there's an opportunity, then it morphs into an obligation. Because religiously minded people feel that opportunities are not just neutral, or not just amoral moments. Choose them or you don't choose. You want to eat, you don't eat in this restaurant. But if Hashem gives you an opportunity, sometimes he imposes an obligation. Sometimes he creates an opportunity. Then opportunity should create a sense of obligation. And that's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, well, this will conclude, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Yom Kippurim Huzman Tshuva Lakol. It's a time that's preordained for tshuva. It's suitable for tshuva. It was already established as tshuva when Moshe Rabbeinu davened during these 40 days, consummating, climaxing with Yom Kippur. Then the Rambam writes, "Lefichach chayav makol lasas tshuva." What do you mean? Is it a zman tshuva or is it a chiyav tshuva? It's a zman tshuva. It's suitable for tshuva. It's predilection to tshuva. Lefichach chayav. For Rav Aaron, this was the thesis. Hashem doesn't want to impose tshuva as an obligation. He wants it to be seen as an opportunity. But he wants us to transform it into an obligation. Tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit in Meretz Hashem about how tshuva is altered by the obligatory nature versus the opportunistic nature and the potential. Okay? Have a good day, everyone, and a good week.